The following is a paid program on AM 1220 KLBB. The views expressed do not necessarily represent the views of the station owner or management or Endurance Broadcasting, LLC.
There's this thing I've been dragging behind me. Seems to weigh about 100 pounds. You could call it extra baggage. All I know is that it slows me down. Feel like I'm in arrears. So I must be. But for what? But why? But how? But when? But what if? And but. I want to get rid of my butt.
Good morning. This is Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates, and it's Aging But Dangerous Sizzle.
AgingButDangerous.com inspires and empowers women over 50 to self-actualize like we are trying to do, Janae, and to self-fulfill and live their lives to the absolute fullest.
And that usually means you need to reduce your butt. You know, Suzanne, like I'm always saying, you know, I really need to exercise, but I'm too tired. Or I'd love to go to that party tonight, but I don't have anything to wear.
I know. I think that that's one of the things about getting a little bit older is that our butts just keep getting bigger and bigger, and that's not the butt that's on our backside, even though that could occur also, but it's really what's in our head, the things we tell ourselves that aren't true. So if you want to do something and you want to get out there, we'll make it happen, and just the main thing is don't let age stand in your way.
I know, which so many times we do let that happen. But AgingButDangerous.com is about women being all they can be at any age.
That's right. And I think today we're going to talk about something that you can do at any age. And if you have small chilies sitting around the radio, you might want to encourage them to play elsewhere, because we're going to talk about sex. And that is a topic that can go, people have odd, I think, takes on sex. It's, some people are not comfortable with it at all, and some people love to talk about sex. So what's your take on this?
Well, you and I have certainly talked about this many times, but remember when I used to say that I wanted every woman over the age of 50 to have a climax, to buy a vibrator and have a climax, even if they're not married? Well, of course, even when you're married, a lot of times you don't have a climax or an orgasm. Of course, you know, I keep saying climax. Is it orgasm or climax?
I know. How old are you? I mean, climax. Come on.
I know.
I have not heard that term in so long. I think people call it, or I think climax is what people used to say because they didn't actually want to say the word orgasm. But I think that's so true, if you're married, and I think that's a real important, I mean, I'm single, you're married.
Right.
But one of the things that I know about my marriage was that when you lose that romance and then you lose the sexual piece of your relationship, that is bad, and it's not healthy, and it's a really important part of being together. In fact, there's a movie, Meryl Streep just has a movie out with Tommy Lee Jones. It's all about that. It's called Hope Springs, and it is so right on what we're talking about. So it's not just us.
No, and also remember, I know you remember once I tell the story, but the member of ours that said even after she got married for the second time, she still went in the closet and used her vibrator so her husband wouldn't know. And you remember that story. And she had a perfectly happy marriage, but she still wanted to have that orgasm, so which she wasn't getting from him. But so those vibrators, they're pretty important.
Well, I think that your life's mission to have every woman in the United States of America have an orgasm is just a wonderful, wonderful thing to try to promote and your life's work. So what we're doing, though, in that is really helping women identify what they're about, to find purpose in their life, and to have the second half of their life be really full and to have it be full of passion, because that's what drives all of us.
Mm-hmm. And it is, there's just so many different ways that you can do things. You know, we were talking about the word climax and orgasm, and I was even thinking today it has changed. Well, I'm almost 10 years older than you are, but, you know, we used to say intercourse all the time. Now they say sex, you know, but it's like it has changed a lot. But it's just really important, and as we're going to learn later on, one of our sponsors, Spittin' Kitten, is going to tell us some good things too. So we just really need to be talking about it in our generations and really get it out in the open.
Right, and we have a great guest today from Spittin' Kitten, Meow, about, and she is an expert on this. So why don't we talk a little bit about the opportunities that Aging But Dangerous has for women over 50, because I know that's something that we feel is part of this whole self-actualization piece.
Right. Well, we have so many opportunities for women over 50. What's really important that you and I are very proud of is that we have followers in 7 countries worldwide in almost every state in America.
Right. And I think if people go to our website, agingbutdangerous.com, and look at all the stuff we do, it's really, there's an opportunity for everyone to tap into this and to really help our mission guide them on being having a better, fuller life. But let's talk about the swarms, because we have these get-togethers every month called swarms, where members get together at diverse menus. You can tell I'm hungry. Venues for fun, conversation, and support, and to learn about things and to gain information. And it's really a wonderful opportunity.
I know, and our next swarm is going to really be fun, and it is going to be at Sorella's. We're going to have a wine tasting swarm, and Sorella's is located at 1010 Washington Avenue South, right down by the Guthrie. It's on that same, is it on the same street as the Guthrie?
No, but it's on Washington, and then it's in that same area, and that's a great wine and spirits store, and owned by
3 women over the age of 50. Which we love. So go to our website, agingbutdangerous.com, and you'll find the information there. And to attend a swarm, go also to our website and become a member, because membership certainly has its perks.
Well, you can meet other fantastic women who are also experiencing this convergence of shifts and how we all perceive and experience our lives at this point. So we truly are in dangerous territory, and we are having an absolute blast being there.
We really are starting a revolution. We want aging women to stand up for themselves and to be heard, because we're changing the way women everywhere live their lives, and we need you to join us.
Right, and I think that's a really important part of us supporting each other, because every time we get together, I meet some fabulous woman who is dealing with some of the same issues I'm dealing with, and I know that by sharing that wisdom and being really honest with each other, I think that's another thing that we see, is that honesty at this age is huge, because I think we all have a tendency to want to maybe embellish or make things a little bit better or a little bit different than they really are.
I know, that's so true. You have been listening to Jean and Suzanne with Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. Now don't go away, we'll be right back.
They say you only live once, so it's time you live a little or a lot. Located just west of the Twin Cities, Westside Skydivers gives you an unbelievable view of the land of 10,000 lakes from 13,000 feet or 18,000 or 24,000 feet in the air. When you say jump, they say how high? Because if your skydive is once in a lifetime, they'll make sure you have a great time. They might even convince you to do it again. Westside Skydivers in Winsted. Book online at westsideskydivers.com.
You could plan your own trip, guessing at the best sites to see and places to stay.
This doesn't look like the pictures we saw online.
Or you could let the pros at Travel Leaders use their expertise to personalize your best trip ever. They promise, when your journey from a dream to a great story includes them, you travel better. That's Travel Leaders in Stillwater, Woodbury, Maple Grove, and Eden Prairie. To get your story started, call 651-789-8862 or click tvlleaders.com.
Sometimes legalese just sounds like a bunch of fancy terms that don't mean a thing.
Hereto and henceforth the hearsay of the litigant, habeas corpus, mitigating circumstances.
At Lohman Abdu Law Firm, they communicate in plain English, listening to and working with each client to formulate the best plan for a particular case. Plus, you get the expertise and resources of a big firm with the cost efficiency and attention of a smaller firm. Go to Lohman.com or call Margie Bodas at 612-336-9329.
So what did you do this weekend?
Well, I was in bed for most of it.
Oh, no. Were you sick?
Nope. I went to the Smitten Kitten on Friday and,
Oh, so you and John had quite the weekend.
Well, he was there for some of it.
The Smitten Kitten, a progressive adult store for everybody. Find a happy, healthier, sexier, and more inspiring love life at 3010 Lindale Avenue South or at smittenkittenonline.com.
Welcome back to Aging But Dangerous Sizzle with Jean and Suzanne. And we have a wonderful guest today from Smitten Kitten, one of our favorite stores, Jennifer. Jean, tell us about this wonderful human being in this wonderful store.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, well, Smitten Kitten is, as Suzanne and I say, Jennifer, one of our favorite stores. Smitten Kitten is one of our sponsors on KLBB, our radio show. And Jennifer, you and I have been talking and had quite a discussion. And as we know, this age group, this 50, 60, 70, 80, it's a little bit hard to discuss sex sometimes. But you were telling me about that whole age thing and that individuality.
Well, you know, I have, I don't know if all of your listeners even know what Smitten Kitten is. I mean, should we tell them?
Yes,
first? You guys,
please.
We should just assume.
That's
okay,
a good idea.
So I opened Smitten Kitten, it's going to be 9 years ago in August. I can't even believe it.
Wow.
And we're an education-based progressive sex store. So what that means is that we're sort of, think about it like a sexuality resource center. So everybody that works there is a trained sex educator. We have products and supplies there that are meant to support people's healthy sex lives and relationships. And we're located in Minneapolis, right at Lake and Lindale in Uptown. It's not an adult store, though, like, quote, adult store. So the windows aren't blacked out. There's no, like, triple X. There's nothing scary. It's, like, just a beautiful boutique store. So, I mean, if you can imagine going into a coffee shop, bookstore, I don't know, sort of boutique, but...
With vibrators.
That's right.
A coffee shop with vibrators.
A coffee shop with vibrators with, like, your best friends.
Yeah.
And it's really relaxed and fun.
Well, and that's true. We actually had a swarm there, Aging But Dangerous, and it was so great.
It was so great.
And but it is. It's very comfy. You have sofas in there. It's, like, really, it's very welcoming.
And that's all to say that, and we have clientele, a really diverse age range in terms of race and gender and orientation and relationship status. You know, single, married, widowed, divorced, everybody is welcome there. And I guess what we were talking about is how individual people's feelings are about sex and sexuality and
yes.
their comfort level.
Mm-hmm.
With that, it really doesn't have a lot to do with age or generation necessarily. It's so individual. And wherever you are in that journey, no mm-hmm. matter what your age, we're there to support people in that.
Mm-hmm. And that's great. Well, I know that we were, I was asking you a few questions. We wanted to get in and cover the subject of lubrication.
Mm-hmm.
And I was saying to you that in our generation, or my generation is a little older than, I mean, that not so much the 50-year-old, but the 60 and 70-year-old and maybe 80. When we weren't that familiar with the condoms and the lubes because we were in the pill generation and they didn't have the STDs then, so we were not that conscious of it. Now the women in our age are getting divorced, they're widowed, they're getting out there dating again in the field, and they really need to know about lubrication and condoms.
Yeah, women in their 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s are some of the people that have the highest incidence of new sexually transmitted infections,
mm-hmm.
Which is what you might used to call venereal disease.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just from you know, ladies getting out there and having a good time and having sex, but not necessarily using good, safer sex rules.
Mm-hmm.
And that's for a lot of reasons. Like, folks may just, like, not know how to use them, not know how to bring up the topic with their partner, because that can be kind of embarrassing. Or maybe just not even thinking about it, thinking, mm-hmm. you know, like, we're too old to worry about herpes.
Right.
Or, right. you know, any of the other little infections that are out there.
Mm-hmm. Or what about the fact that it just doesn't feel as good?
That's in the eye of the beholder, I think. Because I tell you what, herpes doesn't feel good.
Yeah, but
you
well, that,
know.
Well, I understand that, but yeah. I just think that that's another thing is that people, that's
oh,
the perception.
Yes, yes, you're right about that. There is a perception out there that condoms or dental dams or gloves are somehow lessen your sexual experience, when I think with good conversation, good care, and a good skill set around how to use condoms, that is not the case at all.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about the lubes? Do they just give us a quick example of what they should look for?
Oh,
in
yeah.
lubrication?
Yeah, lubes are awesome. Lubes, I mean, they do just that. They make penetration more comfortable
mm-hmm.
and safer. So on the market, you can have water-based lubes or silicone-based lubes, basically, or oil-based lubes, which is what women in their 60s, 70s, and 80s now and older used when they were younger. They just mm-hmm. went to the cabinet and got olive oil or almond oil. totally fine. Not compatible with condoms, though.
Yeah.
So you probably want a water-based lube, and you can mm-hmm. check that. Either come into a store like Smitten Kitten and people will help you, or if you're at the drugstore, CVS, Walgreens, any of those lubes that are available there are going to be perfectly fine to use, and a pharmacist can always help you too if you have questions.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great, and that is what's so important about your store, and I know that firsthand. Now, just give us a quick, we've just got a couple minutes left, give us a quick overall of vibrators.
Okay, vibrators they're toys. I like to call them toys, that vibrate. So they can be shaped. There's a couple different classes, those that are just used for external stimulation, so outside your body where it feels good, or there are those that are used for penetration, so for inside your body. So they could be innies or outies. They're usually battery operated, sometimes plug-in, sometimes rechargeable battery, and what they do is they offer really intense stimulation, and a lot of women need that intensity, something far beyond what you could do manually or naturally, either yourself or with a partner, to achieve arousal and orgasm, which is a pretty good thing. A lot of people think orgasms are great. Vibrators help that happen.
And that's true, that it can be for married people and single people.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like in a lot of married women, I think, they think they don't need it, but once they try it or their husband tries it for them,
yeah.
it's pretty great.
It's so fun, and it's a great way that couples can interact together, too, and have a good time.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's true. Okay, well, this 50 Shades of Grey, I know we don't have much time left, but that's been huge in the
Well, it's
market.
The first time that explicit sex has been on the New York Times best-selling list. That's all. You know, like, it's everywhere, and it's given a lot of people permission to come to stores like Smitten Kitten, which I think is fabulous.
Yeah, and that's so good for you. Well, Jennifer, you have just been absolutely delightful. I think we could have just had you for the whole 30 minutes.
Oh, we could talk forever,
We're going to have you back. This has been so great.
Well, thank you very much for the opportunity.
Yes, you're welcome. You have been listening to Jean and Suzanne with Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. We'll be right back.
Gina, you look so happy and healthy lately. Have you had some work done?
Yes, actually. On my back and my feet and...
What?
I've been going to the Bros Clinic, one of the largest chiropractic and natural healthcare centers in the Midwest. Their services help me feel my best without surgery or medications. Plus, I received a free consultation for mentioning this ad.
But aren't you in the ad?
Get on the road to optimum health. Visit the Bros Clinic in Wayzata or Medina and at thebrosclinic.com.
And my tarot cards tell me that you have a very bright future ahead of you.
Well, I'm not surprised, Madam Zora. I met with American Senior Benefits and they helped me make informed decisions on my long-term care, life insurance, annuities, and investments.
Well, it looks like they did a good job.
They sure did, and they're very passionate about helping people plan for their future.
Then why are you here, Anne?
I just wanted to tell you about American Senior Benefits, Madam Zora.
Oh, I knew that.
Visit American Senior Benefits on Facebook or at asbmn.com.
This is Lisa Edival, the sushi empress of Tiger Sushi. I love to shop, and I love to eat sushi. And that's what led me to open Tiger Sushi at the Mall of America. Everything there on my menu is made from scratch, and every one of my amazing dipping sauces is lovingly handcrafted by my chefs. And if you're vegetarian or gluten-free, I have a special menu just for you. It's patio weather, finally! Join me outside this summer on my gorgeous patio at Tiger Sushi 2 in Uptown. We're always dog-friendly there. And you can book my patio for your party for free for groups of 25 to 100 people. Just call Tiger Sushi or contact me on my website at www.tigersushiusa.com.
Welcome back. It's Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. And if you're just tuning in, then you have heard us. We are talking about sex, and just made me think about sex. Makes me think about that Cadillac I saw the other day, and when we were walking down the street. Do you remember, Jeannie?
Yes.
And there was that beautiful plum-colored Cadillac, that new, I think it was maybe a year old, but, oh, those Cadillacs are so beautiful.
Oh, my gosh, you got so turned on with that.
I wanted to lick it. Now, what was the last time you wanted to lick a car?
Not me.
I know.
Just you.
Well, it did kind of remind me of sex, but anyway, that's kind of the weirdness in me, so... All right, how about we want to know what's on your mind and what you're thinking about so we can talk about it on our show.
So please go to info@agingbutdangerous.com. We really want to hear from you all. And we just are starting out here with this new radio show, and we really want to know what you think and how you're feeling about us and what topics and what is your revolution.
Right. Everybody has a personal revolution, and we want to know about it. And definitely go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/agingbutdangerous and like us, because it's good to be liked.
Makes us feel good.
Yeah, that's right. And the other thing we want to talk about is our little outing to the Kentucky Derby next year, because this year I picked the Derby winner when no one else liked I'll Have Another. And then now we're going into a Triple Crown race. And so we have a couple of people signed up, and we're going to take a trip to the Kentucky Derby, the two of us, next year. So call Travel Leaders at 651-789-8862. Again, that's Travel Leaders at 651-789-8862, because we have to plan these things very far in advance. And if you're interested at all in going with us and having a really in horsing around at the Kentucky Derby next year, call that number and get the information.
Well, and look how much money you could have won if you'd have been there and you would have bet on that horse. The odds.
Talk about orgasm.
That's true. Well, let's talk about our martini jump skydive. You want to?
I think it's a great idea.
I don't think
you need my permission, however,
yeah,
but...
That is getting... Well, since I'm the skydiver, I'm the one that jumps, and Suzanne drinks the martinis. No, we're kidding. But I am really, really... looking forward to that, and so is everyone else. We're trying to get 125 women jumping at Westside Skydivers. That is in Winsted, Minnesota. It's about an hour west of the Twin Cities, so it's not that far away, and you can come for the day. The public's invited, and of course, I mean, remember last year, well, the last 2 years, I mean, the public loved watching those women jump out of the sky all day long.
Well, it's a great afternoon, and to be with women who are really checking things off their bucket list, and I think that it's an opportunity for a lot of women to get together and support each other, and there's really a bond with the women who have jumped before. We set a world record the first year we did it, and now we're out to set another world record this year, and we are going to do it. So be part of it. I mean, when can you be? When is the opportunity? How many opportunities do you have to be part of setting a world record? So how do they do that? Go to our website?
Go to our website, and you can click on the skydiving ad and then go and sign up. And I just wanted to say something here, that it's the one thing that I think is so important is that we really have, when you think about it, we have had over 200 women skydive with us. And a lot of times they don't do it after the first time. They checked it off their bucket list. They're not, you know, it's done, a done deal, gone, done, whatever. But the second jump that you do is just so, so much more exciting even than the first, even though the first is really exciting. But that second jump really gets you kind of addicted. So, I mean, it is just, and this jump this time is going to be over. You'll be able to see Lake Minnetonka and several of the different lakes. I don't know what other lake is out there besides Lake Minnetonka, but there's another one. And it's, so this is going to be a beautiful, beautiful sight. We didn't.
Well,
I want to
get back to talking about sex.
Oh, okay.
I love this sex thing. You know, I am. I talked to Dr. Barbara Brost from Brost Clinic about this, and I have talked to her about my own personal things. And a lot of people don't think about chiropractic as treating sexual issues. But I just want to throw in something I think is really important: is that a lot of times people our age don't become sexually involved because they have issues with their back or with a hip or something, and a chiropractic clinic like Brost Clinic can really be helpful in getting you to the point where you feel good enough to have sex. And then she was also talking about bioidentical hormones, bioidentical hormones, and other natural supplements that are and that can really help you get that. What do you call it when you want it? Libido.
Libido.
Get your libido up. I couldn't think of that. And also acupuncture. I mean, they treat that with acupuncture, and I think that's amazing. So if you just aren't in the mood, or you aren't feeling like having sex, well, you can go. I think there are a lot of things you can do about that, and it's so important to have that be part of the intimacy of a relationship. Mm-hmm. And so you can go to your chiropractor, have that discussion, or go to Brost Clinic. They are wonderful out there. Or you can go to your doctor. And if you have issues, it's really important to be honest with your doctor. I mean, like your doctor's never had sex.
Yeah, yeah. And that's just, boy, is that ever good information from the Brost Clinic. Wow.
Right. And then also the fact that I think that's another thing, is that it's so hard. A lot of people have a really difficult time talking to their spouse or their partner about sexual issues. Do you find that?
Well, I don't with mine, because, you know, I've been married 50 years and we talk about everything. So I don't find that. But I know you're right. Other women do. They do have trouble, I think. So, you know, talk to a woman friend or something.
Well, I know there are things you can do to spice up your relationship, and with people who've been married a long time, I think they get into a rut. And so I think there are things, if you go in Smitten Kitten, mm-hmm. I think a friend of ours did that for Valentine's Day.
Right.
And got a couple of little toys.
Yeah. All right, Suzanne, they've been listening to Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, and remember, women can do anything they put their minds to, especially at this age, and that is dangerous.
If you're wondering why you just can't seem to catch up, you're moving slow because you're dragging your butt. It's bottoms up now, move on, quit dragging.
got the butt thing behind me. Now I'm working on my can.